One of the bills would add autism to a list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana. Similar legislation was vetoed by Governor Hickenlooper last year.
I haven't found a pediatrician yet who thinks it's a good idea to sign this bill.
But new Governor Jared Polis has already indicated his support for marijuana reform, and more than 100 people showed up at a hearing about the bill, including Margaret Terlahi. She told lawmakers what her family's life was like before she started giving her son medical marijuana.
He headbangs, punches himself, kicks himself, sometimes up to 1,000 times a day. When we were stationed in Georgia, he had beat his ears so bad that he needed surgery twice.
They tried giving him Risperdal and Abilify, which are the only medicines the Food and Drug Administration has approved for autism.
Both made him drool. They also caused liver problems, kidney problems. Right before moving here, my son started urinating blood.
His condition qualified him for a medical marijuana prescription, and she says it's changed his personality.
He's a very special, special boy. He's not aggressive towards others. He only hurts himself, but all he wants to do is cuddle 24/7. And medical cannabis helped with that.
Terlahi was one of several mothers who testified, but others in the hearing room, like Dr. Dave Downs of the Colorado Medical Society, told lawmakers that cannabis has its risks.
There's clear evidence that marijuana in developing brains is associated with harm to attention, cognition, executive control, memory, problem solving, and other brain issues.
He urged the 11-member House Health and Insurance Committee to reject the bill. But in the end, Committee Chair Susan Lahntine voted with five other Democrats and four Republicans to advance the legislation.
To the parent that said, I would rather give my child medical marijuana than watch them beat their head against the wall. For those folks, I will be a yes vote.
The committee also approved a bipartisan bill that aims to bring down the costs of health care in rural and mountain communities. Republican Representative Mark Catlin of Montrose is one of the sponsors.
All four counties that I represent are in a situation where there's only one health care plan that they can buy into. And, you know, I'm not good about monopolies, you know, and I understand business and all those kind of things, but it does bother me we only have one that we can talk about. And we've got people over there who need insurance. They truly do.
The proposal calls for the state to spend $500,000 to study a public insurance option. Democrat Dylan Roberts represents Rout and Eagle counties, which have some of the highest insurance premiums in the state.
Coloradans deserve more choice, more competition when they're purchasing health insurance so that they actually can buy a plan that gives them the peace of mind and security for themselves and their families, that they will never go bankrupt because of a health scare.
Republican Susan Beckman was one of just two lawmakers to vote against the bill. She represents Littleton and other cities in Arapahoe County, just south of Denver. She was skeptical of the study and whether the government needs to intervene.
Every time government gets involved and puts more money into the system, it gets worse.
The legislation now goes to the Appropriations Committee to see if there is money in the budget to pay for it. The third bill heard by the committee was the least controversial measure. It's a bill allowing pharmacists to prescribe chronic condition medications like insulin in emergency situations. It passed unanimously, and it also got approval on the House floor. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.